Joel Southern worked as a Washington, D.C.-based political reporter for the Alaska Public Radio Network for 20 years. Southern now lives in Denmark, but he joins us to offer some perspective on the Stevens conviction. Stevens released a statement this afternoon saying he is innocent, and he said that the prosecution handled the trial in an unconscionable manner. Joel, Senator Stevens, as you know, is running for re-election. If he should win, what could potentially happen in the Senate as a result and a response to the conviction?
Just because you're convicted, if you're a senator, doesn't mean that you're automatically ineligible to remain in the Senate. You can remain there. However, you can be brought before the Senate Ethics Committee, and they can look at your conduct and decide to punish you in some way. And the worst sort of punishment would be expulsion from the Senate.
I understand there is precedent for this, Joel. New Jersey Senator Harrison Williams was convicted of accepting bribes in 1980. What happened in that case?
Harrison Williams' conviction was due to the FBI's ABSCAM sting operation. And so he was convicted, and the issue went before the Senate Ethics Committee, which ultimately recommended that Williams be expelled because of what they called ethically repugnant conduct. However, before the Senate could get around to taking a vote on actually kicking him out, he resigned. And he went on to serve, you know, time in prison after that. But he instead of, forcing the Senate to kick him out, he left on his own.
Beyond any Senate action, Joel, what else could possibly come into play that might salvage his political career?
Salvage his political career is, you know, a big question. I mean, it might come down to salvaging his reputation. I mean, certainly, if they go to the extent of appealing this conviction, and it sounds like they're headed down that road, you know, there's always the possibility of an appeal overturning the conviction. I guess I've been sort of thinking out loud if this might be also a situation where a presidential pardon might come into play. Say the conviction stands, President Bush will be leaving office on January 20th. It's customary at the end of presidential administrations for a number of pardons to be offered. And you have to wonder, given Stevens' public service in a lot of areas, such as defense issues, many other things in U.S. government. And in fact, he knows President Bush. He knows President Bush's father, former President George Herbert Walker Bush. You got to wonder if that might be a scenario out there where a presidential pardon might come into play.
Joel, I realize you're a long way from Alaska or Washington, for that matter, but I know that you followed the trial quite closely. What do you think was the most damaging?
Well, when you go back and look at what was written about this trial and the testimony, it does seem that, the amount of work that was done on the Girdwood residence, the cost that the Stevens paid relative to the amount of work done, and all this back and forth about what constituted a gift versus a loan, and if it was a loan of some sort of article or item, I mean, why did it stay in their residence for so long? You've got to think that the jurors must have been persuaded by that. I mean, I haven't seen what the jurors said was the most compelling evidence, but, I'm not so sure that, from what I can tell, that Senator Stevens actually helped himself by testifying in his own behalf at the trial. So I think that's probably some of the issues that weighed in the minds of the jurors.
Joel Southern is a former APRN Washington, D.C. correspondent, now living in Denmark.